Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast on the ocean.
Via the ocean.
We're in the Canadian Ocean right now.
Pacific Ocean.
Oh, right. The Pacific Ocean.
The Canadian Ocean. It is Canadian it's territory.
Somewhere, it's somewhere in the Yukon. We're on deck three.
Deck three.
Yeah.
Chilling outside.
Chilling out. It's like dusk right now. You can hear the waves.
Hearing the waves, I'm sure.
Hitting the cruise ship, the Holland Westerdam.
Watching the mountains in the mist.
Yeah, there's a mountain range. It's actually a bunch of islands. It looks like it's about 20
Yeah, I can't remember. It's Queen something Islands. Now I just forgot the name.
Well, they might not be that far. It's pretty foggy. Maybe it's like 6 miles away.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, they're not that far. I couldn't swim there, but it's definitely pretty far.
No, we could not swim there.
Especially in the waves right now. It's pretty rough right now. We're sitting in the middle of the ship because we're getting seasick.
Yeah. It's rocking a little too much for my stomach.
Yeah.
After dinner.
Yeah, I haven't gotten seasick so far.
No, I haven't been bad.
But today is, oh man, got me.
It's nothing serious.
Well, our cabin just is like rocking all over the place. The doors are swinging.
Yeah, that's the worst place to be. The fresh air is the best place.
But we went and sat at the heart of the ship. There's a... We went to the... I think
ocean bar or something.
Floor in the dead center of the ship. And that helped quite a bit.
Yeah, it did.
So... But now we're just kind of hanging out in the deck. Still towards the middle. Middle of the ship, but we're actually on the
boardwalk. We're underneath the lifeboats.
Yeah, under the lifeboats.
So we're in a good spot if the ship goes down right now. As long as they don't fall on top of us.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Hey, good. So there's a boardwalk that goes around the third deck. There's about ten decks on our ship.
Yep.
And the third deck is where all the lifeboats are, but there's a nice boardwalk that goes all the way around it.
Yeah, not many people come out here.
No. Especially, I don't know.
None of the nearly dead and...
Newlywed,
there's none.
Newlywed or nearly dead.
Us.
Man, was the guidebook ever correct on that one? Yeah. But the boardwalk's pretty nice. It's funny because if you look at the ocean, so we're looking at the ocean, and the waves are going to the right. And the waves that are closest to you are going the fastest, and the ones in the distance are going the least. But if you look down at the boardwalk, it has little, like, 2-yard segments. They look like they're moving in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's kind of trippy.
Because your eyes are adjusting to the moving. I don't know. It's a pretty interesting optical illusion. But this is probably the most steady spot we could find.
Yeah, it's relaxing. Nice and rocking motion.
Yeah. We're watching some mountains in the distance. I see about 3 or 4 layers of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They're all islands, I guess. It was called like the Hecate Mountains or something like that. Or the Columbia Isle Mountains or...
I can't remember.
We've passed so many mountains.
We've passed a bunch of different things I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them are inhabited, really.
I think we're about 2/3 the way from Seattle to Juneau.
Oh, Juneau, okay, yeah.
Or to Glacier National Park, which is close to there. That's our destination. This is the most north we've probably ever been.
I think so.
I think we're more north than Calgary.
Yep.
It's hard to say because it goes kind of slow.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
What did they say, 20 nautical miles an hour?
I think so.
I don't remember if a nautical mile is shorter or longer than a mile. Is it shorter?
I think so, too. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Shorter. I could be wrong. Forgive my ignorance.
We didn't do nautical miles very often in engineering.
We're going 20 nautical miles an hour. We had open water earlier. So how's your sickness? Is it going away?
Yeah, I'm not feeling 100%, but...
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot better than when I was inside. I don't know if the Coke really helped that much, but it helped a little bit.
Oh, really?
We had a good Alaskan king crab dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's
formal night today. Jumbo shrimp.
And some cocktail. Foie gras.
And foie gras.
Which I didn't like too much.
Souffle, which was
I was already sick. And when I ate that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, the foie gras wasn't a good night to have it on, a seasick night.
It was the first thing I had when I was feeling sick. Mm. I had never had it before.
Oh, you've never had it?
Uh-uh.
Oh. It was a little bit dark. It was more of a pate.
It looked like it should have been coming out of a silver foil wrapping, like a chocolate or a butter.
Yeah, it was wasn't 100% foie gras.
Yeah.
But on the up and up, it was good.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi. You don't by chance have the flight captured.
No, sorry.
They don't even sell them on the boat.
Oh, man. I think that people smoke in the dead middle. If you go in the middle of the boat and you go down in the lobby in the lounge area, a lot of people smoke in there.
They do?
It's close to here. I think those doors. If you go in and go down, I bet that's a good chance.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good luck.
The clouds are really low. Look at that. I feel like I could touch them.
Yeah, you know what? It seems like in Alaska, all the clouds are lower. It's like, I don't know. So what do you think the scene is like? You want to describe it?
Feels like the misty isles of Kedjil Barna or something. what was that movie we saw? Secret of Ronan Innish.
Oh, yeah. What color do you see? What do you think? I see a boardwalk.
I see Azul, which was in my crossword puzzle this morning.
Azul?
Azul.
What's an Azul?
It's the color of the sky.
Azure?
It's a shade of blue.
I thought it was Azure.
That's
A-Z-U-R-E.
Isn't that a Spanish?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Azul?
The clouds have little bits of white, look like puffy cotton, little bits of gray.
Well, the first layer of clouds are like teal with a sky blue,
yeah.
Dark sky blue.
The water is turning pretty dark now. It's getting to a darker navy.
Yeah.
Not many white caps.
I feel like there's some green. Like a green shade. It's definitely blue.
I don't see any green, but our color cones are different.
Yeah, I'm colorblind. For mine, it seems like there's like a blue shade over everything. It's up to the north where the ship is going.
Right, it's lighter.
Red or something.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of the sun.
There's a warmer
peeking
colors
through
here. And behind us, down to the south, it's darker. It looks like it could almost be raining. There's islands in the distance, and the water is like a deep midnight blue or something like that.
Excuse me.
Lots of waves crashing on the ship beneath us. We got a big boat right over us. There's some blankets over there. I can get a blanket for us if you want.
I'm okay right now. I got my Japanese leggings on.
Yeah.
Those work pretty well.
Yeah, we're having a good time here out on the cruise.
Yeah, tomorrow should be good. We're going into Glacier Bay, which everyone raves about. Hopefully it'll be a nice day.
I hope so.
It's been nice weather so far.
We've had some clouds in the morning, but we've been getting a lot of sunshine. A lot of wind, and it's been a little bit...
It's been
cold,
windy, but we're
really
moving,
windy.
You know? Ooh, feeling that one.
Oh, yeah, me too. My stomach's turning. We're trying to gain our constitution back.
Constitution?
Yeah, when you're sick.
Oh,
you
yeah,
constitution,
yeah.
Constitution is when you, like, puke.
I haven't lost it yet.
We were close earlier.
Yep.
Stay in the heart of the ship, kind of like where the smoker's alley is. We don't smoke, but so you smell it when you walk by.
Yeah, I'm not fond of it.
Oh, well. So we had a good day today.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
We watched the sunset today. It wasn't quite as nice as yesterday's sunset.
Yeah, yesterday was nicer because we were right up Olympic Peninsula,
right.
Washington. Saw it over the Olympic Mountains. That was really nice.
it was a pretty beautiful scene the other day too.
A little bit calmer.
The sun set behind some clouds, but it was pretty low.
Yeah.
Today was not as good as yesterday's.
We couldn't see land for a lot of today.
So everybody is basically over 65.
Yep.
There's a few couples that are around 30.
Probably.
I don't think there's any newlyweds on this boat.
No, haven't seen any newlyweds or baby boomers.
Or babies, really. Or kids.
Babies or kids. School's in session now, I figured, so kids won't be on the cruise.
A lot of mentally disabled people.
Yeah, there are.
Maybe like 6 or 7
mm-hmm.
people. One just went by. They were pushing her on a wheelchair around the deck. She seemed to be pretty happy. I'm pretty happy on the deck, too.
I'm happy on the deck.
Start quoting Moby Dick or something. There's not a lot of good stuff in the Bible about the ocean, because I guess the Palestinian Jews and the Israelites just were really afraid of the ocean. It's really popular right now. A lot of people are talking about
it. I'd be afraid of it, too, if all I had was a little ship to go out on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, every time in the New Testament, they're always on a ship and they're practically drowning, and Jesus has to save them from drowning.
Yeah.
I'm drowning, save me, Lord. Peter, you have no faith. We already been through this the second time.
I want to see a giant whale that would eat Jonah.
Yeah, we've been thinking, Tracy wants to see a killer whale fighting a great white shark in air.
Yeah, or I want to see a pod of orcas hunting a shark. They showed it on planet Earth. It was pretty cool.
I would be pretty happy with the humpback whale.
Humpback whale, yeah. I think Glacier Bay we might see some.
I don't think we're going to see a great white shark. That'd be awesome. Orcas would be really awesome.
Yeah, the crew laughed at us when we talked about sharks, so... There's sharks in the ocean. They're crazy.
They were Filipinos, so I don't think they really understood.
They said dolphins. Yeah, there's dolphins in this cold water? I thought they liked warm water. I'm
going to
look that up. There's probably different kinds of dolphins, but... I've never heard of dolphins being up here.
It's really hard to spot anything that's alive anywhere. The ocean's just kind of desolate.
God, it's so big, isn't it?
It's just like... It feels like it can just come and swallow all
flood
the land there.
Flood the whole earth, yeah. Seems like it.
One day, it just like decides just to swallow all the land up. I don't think people realize how much water there is on the earth.
3/4 The globe is really misleading, I think. It makes the land look really big.
Yeah, because they distort the north and the south land, so Canada and Russia look like they're barely big.
Mm-hmm.
They're big, but not as big as the maps make them out to be. In Antarctica? Antarctica's not that big, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if it's much bigger than Australia. It's got a lot of ice, though. So yesterday's sunset was pretty cool because we went through the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and they had all these really steep cliffs, houses on them.
Yeah, that was nice. The water was calm.
How tall do you think those cliffs were? I had a hard time figuring it out.
I'm not good at that.
I would say about 60 stories.
Probably.
They're probably as big as your old work office. It's probably as big as my work office.
I think so.
So they might not be that high then.
Hmm.
It's hard to tell. They could either have been like...
I'll have to look at pictures and judge.
They either could have been like 100 foot, but then they could easily have been up to 300 foot, I think. So maybe they were only like 10 to 30 stories, but they look big. The problem is we were further out, so you couldn't really tell if it was a house sitting on the top or... It just looked that way, but either way, there were definitely no cliffs of Ireland or anything. Those ones go like a mile down, but and they're like pretty much a sandy cliff too.
Right.
But the Strait of Juan de Fuca was nice because the water was so placid.
Mm-hmm. It's unusual.
It's just like perfectly calm everywhere. Glassy sea. Out here, the ocean, I feel like it's trying to kill us.
I know, I feel small on this cruise ship. I feel like it just is going to smush us.
Yeah, it feels like a wave could just
The cruise ship
seemed
so big when we got onto it at the dock. It's like, you seem like, there's no way anything could happen to this big ship. Hopefully there's no earthquake or tsunami.
Yeah, it feels like...
Well, we're getting some big white caps out there now.
Yeah, I hope there's no earthquakes in the volcanic zone of Alaska.
Yeah, right where we are.
Right where all the volcanoes are. We're like prime target. Oh, well. So we haven't told you much about the cruise. We'll do another podcast on the cruise a little bit later. I just wanted to talk
about... Yeah, this is just our experience out on the deck right now. It's a sound and sight. Not sight. I can't remember.
Yeah, experiential...
experiential
sound
podcast.
Sound-seeing podcast. Sound-seeing tour. Kind of like a sightseeing tour.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come up with that. It's someone I stole from someone else. The sun's going down. It's hard to see anything now. It's late dusk. We might wrap it up here.
Yeah, I think so.
So this has been Wyatt and Tracy on the Pacific Ocean. 50 degrees.
50 degrees.
What is that?
Latitude?
That's our, I think our longitude.
I'm always the worst latitude? At those things.
No, it's probably our latitude. That was probably yesterday. We're probably like almost 60 degrees now. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.